Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And there is an outpouring of God's Spirit. It's called the glory. It's literally invading planet Earth. My guest, David Herzog, has been operating under the glory for many years, and he's written a brand new book called Glory Invasion, and the purpose of the book is for you to catch the revelation of the glory, and then literally your prayers start being answered instantly. And we're coming into that time and season. You see, God wants to have mercy on planet Earth, and he needs every one of us operating in the glory of God. David, give me just a couple of suggestions as to how our Mishpacha can move into the glory. Do you start worshiping God? Or for people that haven't moved into it, what do you recommend?
The best thing to do when you start coming in time with God, I would not start just telling him what all your needs and wants or binding or warfare. Just like you said, the best thing is come with praise and worship. That's the first thing you want to do. And just begin to praise him, worship him. And you do that as long as you need to do that until that heavy, heavy presence and glory comes on you. And you'll sense it. You'll feel a breakthrough at first, and then you get stronger and stronger. And then you'll feel so light. And when that heavy, heavy presence comes, then you just begin praying as God leads you. So I would put away your prayer list and just worship him, give him what he wants, let the glory come, and then just talk to God.
Do you normally use worship music or not?
I do. It helps you to get into the spirit of, you have a whole band behind you when you put a CD in there. It really helps. But there's different kind of worship helps different people. But, you know, try to get a good praise and worship that really leads you into the glory. And for everybody, it's going to be different, you know, types of worship or music that helps them.
Well, just as you're speaking right now, I sense the glory. The glory has just come into this studio. David, could you move in the spirit?
Yes, there's miracles happening right now as people are listening. I saw someone's eyes being healed right now. The retina in your eyes, and you got stigmatism. Others have glaucoma, spots, blindness, partial blindness. I see eyes being healed right now. So in the name of Jesus, I just declare eyes be healed. Eyes open up. Stigmatisms and glaucoma, spots, go in Jesus' name and be healed right now. Thank you, Father God. I see someone with nerve damage being healed. Another person they just had a car accident, I think a couple weeks ago, I'm seeing, and you injured the one side of your body. You can hardly feel or move one side of your body, and God's healing it, bringing strength and feeling back to your body in the name of Jesus. A hip replacement, I'm seeing. God's replacing a hip. There's all kind of miracles. There's bones being recreated right now, bones that are missing. God's recreating bones, bone tissue. We command the cells in the bone and the molecular structure of the bone to begin to grow right now in the name of Jesus. There's a growth that's disappearing in tumors. I command tumors and growths in the glory just to be gone in Jesus' mighty name. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in heaven, there's no tumors. There's no sickness. So just as you walk into that realm of heaven and of glory, I just thank you, God, that these sicknesses are going right now. Someone's got major diabetes, and you take insulin, and God's healing you right now of diabetes. In Jesus' name, we command it to go. Blood sugar problems being regulated right now. A disc in the lower back is being recreated right now in Jesus' name. We command that disc in the lower back to be reformed, repositioned, and recreated. In Jesus' name, there's skin diseases being healed. Someone got a major burn recently. I see your skin is all red, and God's healing your burn right now and causing new skin to grow over that skin. I even see someone with a tattoo, and you've been asking the Lord about, what do I do with this tattoo? I don't want it anymore. It has some demonic symbol on it. And I see the tattoo begin to fade supernaturally. We've seen this happen 3 times. But in Jesus' mighty name, we command the tattoo to begin disappearing supernaturally, begin fading right now in the name of Jesus as a sign and as a wonder. And there's lots of people getting gold teeth and gold fillings and gold crowns.
This seems to happen a lot when you minister in the glory, the gold teeth.
Yeah, just one of, that's one of the things that happen a lot in the meetings.
And now, I noticed a number of people had no feeling till they looked in their mouth and found out there was gold there. They didn't have any strange feeling in their mouth, but when they looked, they saw their teeth were gold.
Yeah, most of the time people don't feel anything. They just look, and then there it is, and they're shocked. It's exciting. And we've seen people with no teeth grow teeth. We've been seeing that the last couple months where people are missing whole teeth. We were in St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Island, and a whole full-grown tooth appeared where there was no tooth. And the lady just freaked out. She didn't know what to do. She told everybody in town, but she was so scared she didn't come back the second night to like the last night. She just couldn't believe that what God did. So it's fun when God does some miracle to the point where it almost freaks them out and they have to really think about it.
But you know, the purpose of these miracles are signs and wonders for people to recognize that the kingdom of God has invaded planet Earth. And I am so sick of turning on television and seeing the cheap counterfeit of the authentic. The authentic is the kingdom of God. The counterfeit is the new age, the kingdom of the devil. And it has free reign on television. And it's about time, if God's children don't take this glory out and manifest his presence, the devil isn't shy.
Exactly. And we almost can't blame them because, like I said in one of the interviews, the church has let them down. A lot of in the new age actually went to church first looking for God to show up, and they didn't see it was dead religion. So then they figured, well, looks like these people may have something. So we owe it to our generation to move in the glory and signs and wonders so they see there's a difference. They see there's another option. It's not just the demonic power.
Now, what is your belief and prayer of people that read your brand new book, Glory Invasion? What's going to happen to them?
I believe a lot of people, as they read that book, if they're honestly hungry and thirsty and are going to move into incredible things, they're going to read the book and move into not just creative miracles, healing, signs, wonders, but they're going to start understanding how they have authority over creation, literally over creation, commanding a tornado to stop instantly, just body parts to be recreated, objects that are lost, to call them back, like Elijah did with the floating axe head, understanding how Jesus went through walls. When he was resurrected, he went right through the wall and just appeared. How people are transported, they'll understand and have a greater faith for literally being transported, maybe while they're driving their car, and suddenly they're from point A to point B in a split second.
Listen, with what is going on right now on planet Earth, to be able to move in the power of the Word and the glory of God, you give an example in your book of John G. Lake, who had so many miracles happen in the United States and in Africa. Tell us quickly about what happened.
Oh, he had so many miracles. One of the miracles I remember was he was in his room praying. This is what I read. And he was praying and praying for this lady to be healed, interceding basically for another lady who was somewhere else at her house sleeping, most likely, just praying for her. And the lady says that she saw him walk in her room, lay hands on her, and she was instantly healed. So the next day or so, she contacted him and thanked him for coming into her house and praying for him. And he says, I was never in your house. I was in my house interceding for you. But basically, she saw him as if he was there. So it shows how when you're in that glory realm, there's no time or distance. You could literally be having a dream one night that you went to Africa, and 3 weeks later, you go to Africa, and they say, oh, you were here 3 weeks ago. It literally happened.
And you know, Mishpach, I know in David's ministry and in my ministry, we have been translated, but not to that magnitude. I don't know about you, David. Yours hasn't been to that magnitude, has it?
Not yet.
But is it going to be?
It's going to be, yes. I haven't gone that far yet, but...
Actually, the story I was talking about was the story about John G. Lake when he was in Africa, and he was working among those that had the plague, and they were dying, and they didn't want him to go in. So to prove that he could go in, what did he do?
Yeah, well, everyone was dying of this plague, so he's praying for the sick with no protection, no nothing. And I think it was the government workers or the medical workers that had all their gloves and equipment on, said, how are you doing this without equipment, without protection? How are you touching these people and not getting the virus? He said, well, let me show you the virus. He puts it under a microscope. He says, now look in the microscope and see what happens when I touch the virus. And with the power of God on his hands, they can literally see like something all over here, like an energy or fire on his hands. He touched the virus and it shriveled up and died, basically. And the scientists were astounded. And he said, that's the power of God. He showed them that he's got greater power than the virus.
And, you know, and speaking of virus, many prophetic people think that may be the next thing the terrorists are going to try in the United States. But I believe when we're walking in the glory of God 24/7, no weapon formed against us can prosper.
Amen. And that's, I think we're going to have an opportunity to see mass resurrections too. As you've said, then there's going to have to be a lot of dead people to see mass resurrections, but there's going to be situations where that'll happen and we'll be able to call forth death to back to life and body parts recreated, and it'll be like Ezekiel's bones all over again, Ezekiel 37.
Let it happen quickly. No, actually, it is happening right now. I believe that's why God had you write the book. I believe that's why you're listening to us right now. I urge you to write today for the book Glory Invasion, and we're going to include a special bonus, a CD of R.W. Schambach witnessing the greatest miracle he ever saw in his life. It was under the ministry of A.A. Allen, and this young child comes forward with 26 diseases. Jesus should have been dead. He saw the eyeballs form before his very eyes. He saw the club feet straighten out before his very eyes. David, I believe that this is going to be normal Christianity in the days we're living in. Is that why you call your book Glory Invasion?
Yeah, I think God wants to invade every area on this earth, not just a little touch here and there, but literally take over whole cities and whole areas and whole regions with the glory of God, literally like an open heaven over regions.
Well, you know, this summer we're going to have a major conference. I believe it's going to be a release of the One New Man glory. It's going to be on August 23rd, and I've invited friends of mine that have little bits of the puzzle, and we're going to put it all together. Fivefold people from every spectrum, from prophets to evangelists to signs and wonders, to understanding the house church, to understanding intimacy with God. If you want the brochure, call our 800 number. They'll send you the brochure. But when you do that, order the book Glory Invasion for a donation of $20, and I'll include that eyewitness account of the greatest miracle under A.A. Allen. Literally, I believe this miracle thrust R.W. Schambach into such a creative miracle ministry. In fact, we'll talk to him on tomorrow's broadcast. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.